Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, June 25th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So, whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Silvercorp Metals Inc. (SVM) reports record Q4 results and strong cash flow for fiscal 2025. Silvercorp Metals Inc. reported record Q4 results and strong cash flow for fiscal 2025. The company's Q4 revenue rose 76% year-over-year to $75.1 million, with operating cash flow reaching $30.7 million, nearly tripling the previous year. Even after investing $13 million into growth projects, Silvercorp added $14.5 million to cash, ending the fiscal year with $369.1 million in cash and short-term investments. Silvercorp Metals, a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc, closed out fiscal 2025 with significant growth in both revenue and operating cash flow. Revenue for Q4 reached $75.1 million, a 76% increase compared to the same quarter last year, driven by higher production volumes and stronger realized prices across key metals.
New Pacific Metals Corp., American NUPP, is one to watch. New Pacific Metals Corp., listed on the NYSE American as NEDUP and on the TSX as Newegg, is a company one to watch. With ownership of two of the largest undeveloped open-pit silver projects globally, New Pacific Metals offers substantial resource potential and long-term production growth. Backed by strategic shareholders Silvercorp Metals and Pan American Silver, the company is well-positioned to benefit from the increasing global silver demand. With projects in Bolivia, a historically rich mining region, New Pacific Metals aims to create long-term value for its shareholders by advancing its quality silver assets. For the latest news and updates on NUP, visit the company's newsroom. For more information, visit the Mining Newswire website.
Biomed News breaks: Intelligent Biosolutions Inc., INBS, expands fingerprint drug testing across Scandinavia with Spjotgard partnership. Intelligent Biosolutions Inc. is expanding its fingerprint drug testing system across Scandinavia through a partnership with Spjotgard, a Scandinavian distributor. This collaboration is driving adoption of the non-invasive drug screening system in Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, with Finland also showing interest. The technology provides a quicker and more hygienic alternative to traditional tests, delivering results in under 10 minutes. Sectors like logistics, education, and criminal justice are embracing this technology. With Spjotgard's regional presence and strategic alliances, INBS is poised to further expand in Northern Europe.
Ford warns of possible battery job losses if U.S. EV tax credits are scrapped. Ford Motor has warned of potential job losses at its EV battery plant in Michigan if Congress reduces subsidies for clean energy products. The plant, set to open next year, plans to hire 1,700 employees. Changes in the budget could disadvantage Ford and other companies compared to China. This news may also impact companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, eyeing the U.S. battery industry. Stay tuned for more updates from Rocks and Stocks, a platform providing insights into the mining industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.